We think at least 4 times as fast as a person can talk. So, we're only using 25% of our mental capacity when we listen. What happens with the other 75% of that processing power? It could be used to make us even better listeners, but more often than not, it just distracts us. Welcome back to How to Talk to Weirdos. This is where we talk all about the issues that cause communication issues between people. As we've talked about in the past, good communication is at least 50% receiving information well, aka listening. Good listening is something that comes up in so many of these episodes, in so many of our conversations, but I honestly think it deserves even more attention. So that's what this entire episode is about. And in fact, if you go to my website, jeremydornspeaks.com, and contact me there, you'll get a PDF with 7 steps for better listening. And in fact, if you're interested in a workshop on active listening skills and you enter the promo code WEIRDO, you're going to get a 10% discount on that. I'm really leaning into listening and active listening as one of the most important parts of communications. It's that important. Did you know the number one reason women cite as the cause for their divorce was their partner not listening and understanding? And in the workplace, not feeling seen and heard is a huge predictor of how highly engaged the employees are. When employees are highly engaged, they are 20% more productive. When they're not highly engaged, productivity drops. Or worse yet, they're really good employees and their productivity doesn't drop, and they just leave and go to another company to be productive there. So listening is crucial in both your personal life and your professional life. And it reminds me of that poster, "What happens if I train my employees and they leave?" And the response to that is, "What happens if you don't train them and they stay?" So we know how important it is. If you've ever been to a sales training, you've heard the phrase, "You have 2 ears and 1 mouth and use them in that proportion." But the question is how? How do you do it? The problem again, our brain can think at least 4 times as fast as someone can speak. So 75% of our processing power is left alone. If we're not careful, it's going to get into trouble. It might start judging what the person's saying. It might start predicting what they're going to say next. It might just start thinking about whatever's going on in the back of your mind. What's going to happen this weekend? Something that's bothering you? A conversation you had that didn't go very well? If you're not careful, it's going to get distracted. And the problem with that is then only 25% of your brain is focused on what the person said, and the likelihood of you really absorbing it and really retaining it is pretty slim. So what are some of the things you can get your brain to do instead of getting distracted? Listen more intently. That 25%, I think, really just covers the words. So don't just listen to the words. Listen to the shape of the words, the feel of the words, the tone, the pacing, the pauses. Oftentimes in a sentence, a pause before or after a statement will tell you as much about what the person means as the words themselves. It's amazing how much we actually hear if we pay attention. I'll give you an example, an exercise to do. Sit or lie down somewhere, close your eyes, and start naming the sounds that you hear. Now, I want you to do this for a full 3 minutes, because in the beginning, you're going to knock off a couple of things really quickly. Car went by, birds are chirping, etc. But if you hang in there for 3 minutes and really keep listening and naming, you're going to find out just how many things you hear that you don't even recognize, you don't pay attention to, because you've never really listened that deeply before. You're going to find out that there may be 10 different types of birds that you can hear out there. You can hear things rustling in the wind. You can hear your own breathing sometimes. Really start paying attention to all the sounds you hear, and that will show you just how much there is to hear when paying attention. So when people are talking, don't just listen to their words. Use some of that extra mental capacity to listen to how they're saying the words, and you'll get a lot of information from that. If that's not enough, try listening with your eyes. More than 50% of your cerebral cortex is dedicated to processing visual information. So that 75% of rascally brain power that is getting distracted, if you start really focusing on what you're seeing, it's going to focus that 75%. And you're going to gain a ton of information. Do they look excited? Do they look scared? Are they in pain? Now, I'm not an expert on reading body language, but there are a ton of books you can get from the library. I highly recommend the library. I like free books. They're wonderful. But enough of the things are obvious. If you just pay attention, that even without being an expert, you're going to pick up a lot of information. So listen more closely to not just the words, but the feel of the words, and listen with your eyes. Look at them, see what they're doing, and try to understand what other information you can get that. When you combine the two, it helps you not get distracted, and it also gives you a lot more information. Now, most people are pretty good at paying attention in the beginning because we know we need to, but if it's more than one sentence, man, people all start to drift off and not pay attention to what's being said. A great suggestion, this came from Melissa Bowler in episode 6, was repeat the last words someone says. You don't need to repeat it out loud. If you do that, people are going to think you're kind of a weirdo. But repeat it in your head. If you wait until they are done talking and pay enough attention that you can repeat the last one or two words that they said in your head, you'll know that you've been paying attention for the whole time. It helps you really listen to what the person's saying and not just start thinking about what you're going to say next or other things that might distract you. Those are a few of the things to think about for active listening. Again, you can go to jeremydornspeaks.com to get a free download of 7 steps for better listening. And if you want to do a workshop, use the code WEIRDO and you'll get a 10% discount. Now go out there, have a great week, and start really listening.
Thanks for listening to another episode of How to Talk to Weirdos. Hopefully you found it both interesting and useful. If either of those things is true, please share. Do you have a friend or a coworker who could benefit from listening? Maybe a family member you're going to be spending the holidays with? Please send them a link to your favorite episode and see if your conversations don't get just a little bit easier. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much and have a great week.